1450. How you doing, South Jersey? It's the Mel Taylor Show every Friday afternoon from 3 until 6. We are ready for the weekend. Whenever you hear that Katy Perry song, Friday Night, then we can just pot it down nice and slow. You know, it's not easy. As we bang around our stuff and it gets out over the air, because when you have Michelle Dawn Mooney wearing costumes and she's microwaving candy. What just happened in here?
She was doing some type of microwaving orange pumpkin candy.
Was this like the Gene London or Sally Star show or Captain Noah? Because I wasn't sure because there's sticky stuff all over the studio, over the Harry Hurley mic. We're a serious show. We got Max Slusher. We don't want to embarrass ourselves. The director of economic development from the Atlantic County Improvement Authority. Ladies and gentlemen, Max Slusher. Woo-hoo! And he's a big fan of classic rock.
Absolutely.
So why don't we squeeze over here, because I can't see that face. So
there you go.
There you go, Max. Thank you so much for taking time. You are like the busiest guy, because I think you have more than just one title. You do at least three or four different things. So what are you representing today?
Well, I am the Economic Development Director of the Atlantic County Improvement Authority, and we have a good team at the ACIA, but I am really the one person who focuses on economic development. And as you know, here in Atlantic County, business is very good.
That is job one right now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
So the economic development, the guy in charge of all that for the ACIA. You're also a part of the Atlantic County Action Now Steering Committee.
Correct.
And how do I describe that?
That was the committee that put together the Atlantic County Economic Development Strategy and Action Plan, the report that was just recently released. And that was the report.
Angelou helped you with that?
That's correct. He was the successful contractor on that. And I brought you your own official copy of the report in color.
Did you autograph that for me?
I did not autograph it. Actually, Angelou should autograph it. I got one from Mindy, too.
Oh, thank you, Matt.
Are we going to read all 157 pages or 112 pages?
Oh, that's good. I was going to say, no, we're not going to read 157 because we got 112 to go through. No, we can go with the abridged version.
That is $175,000 worth of turnaround for Atlantic County, isn't it?
Yes, it was. But, you know, on the other hand, it was a good 9 months of work. They were here six times, and we spent a great deal of time and effort to put together a report that was reflective of the present situation and that provided good, solid action steps for addressing the future.
So not only do you have a really cool name. Hi, my name is Max Slusher. That's a cool name, just the right amount of syllables and all that. But you're also a part of the South Jersey Economic Development District, right?
That's correct. Wow, you did your research, didn't you? Okay, the South Jersey Economic Development District is a four-county consortium. It's made up of Cape, May, Atlantic, Salem, and Cumberland County. And it's a group that was put together about 25 years ago. Its function is to do economic development projects in those four counties. And what they do is they apply to the U.S. Economic Development Authority with projects coming in as four counties as one group. They prioritize the projects. That gives those projects added weight at the federal government, thereby allowing them to get ranked higher than if we went in as a single county.
And so, there's a fourth bullet point here as to your description here in my introduction of Matt Slusher. You're also a personal friend of Coach Mindy, is that true?
Yes, we have met, and we seem to bump into each other every other day.
Isn't it like everywhere you look, it's Coach Mindy either taking notes, just hanging out, networking?
Well, Max and I met when Angelou Economics presented their final strategic plan. And in my hand right now is a booklet where I went to the forum that Angelou Economics held four times. And then on the last forum, I finally found out what that 112-page booklet is all about. So Max and I sat next to each other at that presentation.
Hey Max, what was that like having Coach Mindy sitting next to you?
Well, it was actually very nice. It was at the lead table, and there was only three of us there at a place for 12. So It made me feel very comfortable to have someone near
me. And guys always look better, look smarter, more handsome when a pretty girl is next to them, right?
Absolutely, without question.
And then I said, you know what, Max, I would love to bring you on the show. And then he then told me about this wonderful free business seminar that I attended last night. And Max was there. It's called Intro to Entrepreneurship. And it was all about startups. How do you start a business in Atlantic County? And Max brought on a professional leader to talk about that. And I'll let Max go on and give a couple of pointers
about
it.
Something like 60 attendees last night, right?
It was when we finally reconciled all the names, it was more approximately 50. And then all the spare change of everybody who was there to support myself, Mindy, and the lecturer. It was given by Denise Keller. She's with the UCEDC. It really doesn't stand for anything. It used to, but not anymore. They're a statewide organization that involves an economic development business startup. And they came in to give the free presentation of Intro to Entrepreneurship. It was well attended, much better attended than she usually experiences. It usually gets 15 to 20 people. We had more than double that.
Any idea why more people this time around?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, look at
but
the president.
Okay, so because of the Angelou Economics Report?
No, not because of, but as a reflection of the economy. I mean, we've lost four casinos. That's 8,300 direct jobs. You add another 4,000 jobs for the indirect effect in the county. And we are at a much lower employment level than we've seen in quite a while.
And moving forward, more and more people are starting to realize that being an employee, that term employee and boss, kind of going away. You really have to be an independent contractor and always consider yourself an entrepreneur, a startup, an individual person trading services for that person who needs your service, right?
Very good. And you've got people who are taking control over their economic futures. They realize that if the position isn't there to work for someone else, then you go ahead and take it in your own hands, start your own business, and move forward in that fashion. The one thing that Angelou Economics pointed out to us was that we had a long and rich tradition of entrepreneurialism here in Atlantic County. It was before casino gaming, but it was there. And he said, you know, you need to get back in touch with that. You need to get back and embrace that again. And that's one of the five industries that he highly recommends that we become very passionate about. So that's why we went out, we held this class, and we have another class, How to Finance Your Business, next week, next Thursday, same bat time, same Brad channel,
and so,
between 6 to 8.
And you got people not only being displaced or laid off or downsized here in Atlantic City and Atlantic County, but you also have people coming from out of town, like Coach Mindy's from Manhattan. She takes her great running business and says, I'm going to start my business and set up some roots in Atlantic City. She's challenged by it because she thought there would be maybe some opportunities that would help her along and guide her. So we talked about that last night, Coach Mindy and I, that as an outside entrepreneur coming to Atlantic City, boy, we wish it was a bit easier to traverse all of the red tape so that you can be up and running in Atlantic City, in Atlantic County. I guess you're kind of paving the way for people like Coach Mindy, right?
We are trying. I'm not by no stretch of the imagination am I the expert. But I'm the person who can say we can bring all the resources together, bring in the experts who can help pave the way for us.
But that's a valid concern for somebody trying to come to town, right?
Yeah,
is that a no-duh, right?
No-duh, absolutely. I mean, even though the...
Do you often say no-duh during your interviews?
Oh, boy, is that the second time I said it? my apologies.
No, that's good. That's the kind of radio show this is. That's okay.
Yeah, I'll try to keep away from colloquialisms, euphemisms,
I like
you know, all the isms that...
That's awesome.
Okay, all right.
but Coach Mindy, she's an out-of-town girl coming to town?
Yeah, so of course, as we all know, we were a casino city, and now we want to make ourselves a destination town. Of course, we've always been a great destination, and I grew up here, and I love it here, and that's why it's near and dear to my heart, but... I want to bring health, wellness, and fitness to the town, and I feel that there's sometimes a little pushback there because, you know, maybe people don't know how to do that. They don't know how to approach that, and then perhaps there's too many permits that are involved with being able to do a class on the boardwalk. I did finally get through that, but it was a 42-page permit that I had to fill out for a one-hour class on fitness.
Campaign.
And so it was, you know, a little painful, but I did finally get through it. But I also found that, as opposed to New York, where there's so much small business and so many seminars and so much to reach out to, there's not nearly as much here. And, of course, that's why Mel and I are doing this program and talking about Biz Buzz. And that's why we have you on, Max.
We're talking to Max Slusher. He's the Director of Economic Development for the Atlantic County Improvement Authority, also known as the ACIA. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, we have Longport Mayor Nick Russo. Very impressive. And he's going to be here because he might be one of the first municipalities to actually pass an ordinance where they will charge you 10 cents for each bag that you want to use when you're in a shopping center, because they want to get rid of all that plastic stuff. That's pretty big. And Monica Coffey, she's the communications manager for the Atlantic County Utilities Authority, the ACUA. She's going to be here with Longport Mayor Nick Russo talking about that, because she's a big driver of that effort to make, well, to make Margate and Absecon Island more green. She's a part of the Margate Green Team. And Beth Quart, almost a cooler name than Max Slusher. She's a part of the Surf Rider organization, trying to keep things clean, because you know, without the ocean being clean, South Jersey, we are in dire straits. In the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about more letters. ACA, AC DEFCO. I'm telling you, this is the show. We talk about the stuff other people. I have a man crush on Chris Palladino.
Okay.
Does that mean anything to you?
It's a good thing. Chris is very important to the health of this area.
I get tingly when I say the words Tillman Fertitta. Anybody that can write his own check and not ask for financial assistance from guys like you, something about that.
I wouldn't say it makes me tingly, but I understand where you're coming from.
Does Josh Wallach, does that do anything for you?
I'll let that one roll around in my head a little bit.
How about this one? I know this is going to get you. Jitney guy.
Jitney guy. I've heard of Jitney guy.
So, Max, do you have your own bromances?
We got to go to a commercial. Okay. Come right back. It's WPG. My name is Mel Taylor. It's the Mel Taylor Show every Friday from 3 to 6. That is Coach Mindy. That is Max Slusher. We're WPG, Talk Radio 1450, and we'll be right back after this.
If the talk station you're listening to spends all day reading the newspaper on the air, turn to page A6 and we'll continue reading. It's time to make the switch to WPG Talk Radio 1450.
Yeah, boy. It's WPG Talk Radio 1450. It's the Mel Taylor Show every Friday from 3 to 6. A radio program that has fun with the news of Atlantic City, Atlantic County, Cape May County, turning things around here in South Jersey. Coach Mindy is keeping me honest, and if you want to listen online, feel free to do so anywhere in the world at WPG1450.com. We have a love-hate relationship with the casinos, and I think you can resonate with that. And our bromance, we'll be talking about guys like, they should have been models. They should have been male models. I think Bart Blatstein used to be a Sears underwear model at one time before he went over to work with Tower Investments. Were you aware of that?
No, I wasn't, but obviously he could probably carry that off.
And I'm also a big fan of cool names, Max Slusher, right? Wasim Bore. Pauline's Prairie. You laugh at all that stuff, don't you? I'm digging Pauline Hill.
I didn't know. This is definitely a tact I didn't see. So
think about it. You walk in and say, hi, I'm Wasim Bore. Of course, when I'm walking, I spend an awful lot of time down by the Inlet District, and I see that big, beautiful plot of land, and Mr. Wasim Bore waiting for that 30 mil. Is that coming anytime soon?
I don't know. At the recent...
You can be honest. Just say real quiet. Just tell me truthfully what you know, and I'll keep it down. Just whisper to me on the air.
At the governor's conference on housing and economic development, he said it was still a go. So I have to rely on the man's credibility.
But the CRDA kind of want to delay that decision until January, if I'm not mistaken. The reason why there's all these sort of battles, it's because Atlantic County, Atlantic City, as well as the South Jersey Shore, is so valuable, right? It's undervalued. That's why there's battles for it, right?
Well, the thing is, it is oceanfront property. And oceanfront property has an intrinsic value that's definitely much higher than what's being indicated right now on Absecon Island.
So Max Slusher, he is the Director of Economic Development for the Atlantic County Improvement Authority. He's also a part of the Atlantic County Action Now Steering Committee, talking about the Angelou Economics Report. We'll do that in just a moment. Also a part of the South Jersey Economic Development District. Tell us, when you roll out of bed at 5 a.m.,
uh-huh,
Okay. I want to know if he's got his running shoes on at that time.
What's the first thing on your mind? What's a typical day for Max Slusher? Now that you have that Angelou Economics report that pretty much says, here's a roadmap of how you guys can tap into aviation, how you can tap into tourism and destination stuff. But aviation is what Max said. You guys are numbskulls for not tapping the upside.
Well, yes. And that was one of the five sectors that he identified. Those sectors were aviation and aeronautics, the life sciences, which is a good part of medical, tourism, which it was an expansion of casino and beachfront tourism to include the rest of the county, which he believes is underserved, especially manufacturing and the entrepreneurialism that we've already talked about.
So if you had your choice of where to attack first, you would agree that aviation probably?
Yes, I would agree with the consultant. He identified aeronautics, aviation, UAVs as being the low-hanging fruit.
Is there any truth that you were the guy that unhinged that blimp, that dirigible, and tried to lower it down here? Is that, you could be honest.
If it had occurred to me, I would have gone through the proper channels and made sure that we put in all the paperwork and all the permits to get it down here in a legal fashion. In some of the recommendations from the consultant, when he's talking about tourism, I mean, that's been here for quite a while. He's just saying you need to start incorporating some of the tourism that you have on the mainland. He felt that the Smithville was underplayed, that the vineyards and the wineries and the breweries would be a great component to the rest of the island. That we have restaurants that are on the mainland that are definitely underserved as far as generating publicity for them. So that's a traditional aspect.
And that's why we have a love-hate relationship with the casinos for 30-something years. Lots of money, lots of jobs. It was great. But we became very dependent. And unfortunately, when the tide goes out, you get to see who's wearing a bathing suit. And now we have to really lift ourselves up by our bootstraps. We got Max Slusher in the studio. We got Coach Mindy keeping me honest. I am Mel Taylor. We're going to take a quick break. It's the Mel Taylor Show Friday afternoon. WPG Talk Radio 1450. Happy Friday. How you doing, South Jersey?
I'm Aki Weathers, Jonathan Reed, on WPG Talk Radio 1450.
It's WPG Talk Radio 1450. You can listen online on your smart device. I hope you're an Android person because, you know, Apple fanboys.
And girls.
I'll save that for another program. My name is Mel Taylor. It's the Mel Taylor Show, Friday afternoons from 3 to 6. And what can I tell you? You can listen online at WPG1450.com or just download that Radio Pup app. And I have a special song here for our guest in the studio, Max Slusher. Let me see what I got here for you.
Off Led Zeppelin 2, wasn't it?
Yeah, so Max, we lied to you. We have no interest in economics. We want to know, are you a classic rock junkie?
Absolutely. And Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd are the two greatest rock groups of all time.
What are your favorite bands? You're a classic rock hound, so you still have, like, Frampton Comes Alive at the front of your stack.
Now, you know something? Okay. The guy spent a whole career, and this was this massive album, but it was a great album. It really was. What was it, 79? It just controlled that whole summer.
What's the most embarrassing record you have that you would never want to share?
Oh,
you
sure,
can tell us
yeah.
now.
Well, you know, I used to get a lot of I used to get a lot of heat because I was really into Queen, early Queen.
Mm, yeah.
Also early ELO, which I think is actually better than later ELO.
Jeff Lynne and Queen and Freddie Mercury, sure.
But if I had to say there was the one that I would never admit to at that time, I had a couple of Barry Manilow albums.
I write the songs that make the whole
So let me repeat that one. Max Slusher, high-end guy, the biggest name, his business card. He carries two business cards because he has all these titles. He can't just give out one. He just admitted that he has that guilty pleasure. We all have that. He
has a bromance.
With Barry Manilow, but a great songwriter.
Absolutely. And the thing is, it's easier to be attractive to a woman when you're playing Barry Manilow than, say, Megalomania by Black Sabbath.
Her name is Lola. She was
So New Jersey, Max Slusher, is by far the number one exporter of college students.
Well, it's an unfortunate fact that a lot of people begin their first job closer to the university than closer to their home. Right now, we have, at this very moment, over 100,000 state residents who are attending out of state. And they're going to university and they're going to colleges and paying those tuition monies and living expenses to those economies out there instead of back here. So I'm a very firm believer that the whole Eds and Meds strategy of focusing on education here in New Jersey, and especially in Atlantic County, where we are underserved along with the rest of Southern New Jersey, is good public policy. We could bring billions of dollars that is hemorrhaging outside the state back here, and maybe we have a fighting shot of holding on to our young people.
And keeping those young people here, last night at the Intro to Entrepreneurship seminar, we had the mayor of Absecon be talking about incubators. And that, I thought, was a wonderful topic. And he was talking more about incubators for people who wanted to own restaurants or go into the food business. But you can almost go into any business and have an incubator set up in different warehouses, hotels, et cetera. So how's that going to play into these young college students looking for their future?
Well, that ties back into the whole entrepreneurialism idea. And Mayor John Armstrong, a very progressive person who's been here for quite a long time, most of his life, he sees that we have empty storefronts in some of our communities. Specifically for him, of course, it's Absecon. And he believes that we can fill those storefronts by getting peoples in this area to start opening up small businesses. It's a very coherent and a very proactive strategy. I've got nothing but compliments for him and the whole idea of the young people in this area looking to start a business. Mm.
And also, Max, in terms of getting loans, getting microfinancing, we talked a little bit about at the seminar last night, but now next week, as you mentioned before, we're going to have financing your business. So very important that everyone out there knows that they could attend this wonderful seminar on Thursday, November 5th from 6 to 8 p.m. And these seminars are held at Atlantic Cape Community College on the Black Horse Pike. And I really encourage anyone out there who's thinking about starting a business, whether you just graduated college or perhaps you've been in the work field for a long time and now you want to really put those ideas to work on your own, or maybe you're even retired. I met a woman who worked for the city and now she's retired and now she wants to start her own business. So she could be perhaps in her mid-60s and boom, she's going to be being an entrepreneur as well.
Anyway, we just try to mix it up here a little bit because sometimes people tune in, they tune out, but it's really important. This Angelou Economics Report has really, I think most of us knew that stuff was true, but to have an outside guy, right, best known for reinventing Austin, Texas, it was good to see something, a guy with fresh eyes typing it all up, and now we can all believe it instead of just thinking it, right?
Right. One thing was he was very good at coming back and stating the obvious. He told us from the very beginning, 80% of what I tell you, you're going to say, hey, you could have paid me for that, and I could have told you that. He said, another 10%, you'll say, that's interesting, and the final 10% is going to get you so upset you're going to throw me out.
So what are the next steps? Howard Kyle kind of mapped it out a little bit. He is the chief of staff for County Executive Denny Levinson. He's the elder statesman around here. And I do believe that there's some decision going on right now. Should it be somebody on the inside, or do we need somebody from the outside with fresh eyes to take the lead here?
Well, they are moving forward. The first thing is that they need to incorporate an organization as a 501c3 or a private nonprofit, public nonprofit. There are three business people, Leo Schofer, Clint Cochran, who's out of the Hamilton Mall, and Carla Lasco that have been talking. I'm there maybe half the time. The other half, they're speaking in private. They're discussing how they're going to organize this, and it's going to be driven by the private sector. So that is what I know. I mean, they're saying that when they hire the executive director, it's going to be someone from outside the area who's had experience in this particular field. People keep on asking me, no, I'm not interested. I want to do economic development. I want to be in the trench. That's where I get my my greatest mind-blowing opportunities.
What about some high-paying jobs? Really, some bringing some money in here with high skills. That still revolves around the aviation because of repair, avionics, and experimental stuff. That probably is the best bang for our buck right now.
Yes. It was considered the low-hanging fruit by the consultant. He believes that the high-tech park, which is obviously had some problems in the past, but is now getting some serious traction, that that's something we need to focus on. Let's see if we can bring in, 300 to 500 high-paying research and technical jobs that would pay a good living wage, and that as that money is spent in our economy would have a very sizable impact on the local businesses that survive off those people.
I know there's only so much that you can share, but what is the most common choke point of keeping these things moving forward? What's holding this stuff back? Because years and years go by, what's the most common typical choke point that keeps this stuff kind of in limbo?
Well, I would say in 25 years ago, it was everybody working together. I mean, from municipal to county to state officials, getting the regulatory agencies, getting the people from the zoning and the planning offices together and saying, hey, this is where we're going. Today, that is not as much of an issue. I've seen some really good cooperation. IGI out in Buena Vista was looking at leaving. The mayor out there, Chuck Chirillo, and his people came together and did a crisis action team. We brought in the county. We brought in county economic development. We brought in some of the regulatory agencies. Instead of losing 100 high-paid jobs, now we're getting a $50 million improvement, and we're getting an addition 130 jobs. And the only reason why that happened is we reacted quickly, we reacted together, and we said, this is where you wanted to be. And in a couple of weeks, we convinced them that this is where we wanted to be.
Seems like
And the only thing I had to deal with was a very upset broker up in Pennsylvania that had showed him a half a dozen sites and thought he had them.
We are talking to Max Slusher. He is the Director of Economic Development for the Atlantic County Improvement Authority. Also, he's a part of the Atlantic County Action Now Steering Committee. And he's also, when he has any spare time, when he's not hanging out with Coach Mindy, he spends some quality time with the folks at the South Jersey Economic Development District. He loves Barry Manilow, and he's also a big fan of Led Zeppelin. So for those of you at home taking notes. Now, for those of you home taking notes, the big upside, sometimes when you are an investor, you go for the easy stuff, you get the bonds, and you get some short-term, mid-term, long-term. Looks like Mr. Angelou suggests that our long-term big play could be stuff like marine biology, eco-studies, sports medicine, aquatourism, and agritourism. I mean, we got all these beautiful vineyards everywhere, but we're not tapping into that stuff, are we?
He believes that we could definitely be better at it. And he believed that joint marketing between the casino industry and the mainland industry, even if it's being done by parties that aren't directly connected with either, is the way you need to go. That there's an effect of the two that could play off on each other that would be synergistic for both industries. And it's just, it's an obvious point, but it's not being done. And he was really, I could say the word shocked, he was shocked. The number of attractions that we've got on the mainland that we really don't play up at all. If they weren't advertising themselves, you wouldn't even know that.
Once again,
here.
Because we were so reliant on all that traffic and all that awareness via the casinos, we have that love-hate relationship with them. Mr. Angelou said a couple of things that really stood out for me because my background's in marketing and digital and communications. What he was saying was, it's really a marketing and perception and a communications problem. We don't communicate to the outside world what the opportunity is, but we do a really poor job of communicating to the outside world the investment opportunity here in this area. He kept on saying that, and I don't think it sunk in that marketing might be the one thing that could turn things around, because you could have all these great resources,
right?
But if somebody outside this region doesn't know about it, how would they come in?
Well, Mel, you hit it right on the head. And what his point was, you people are constantly asking me, why don't they want to come here? And what he kept on going back to was, they don't even know you exist, okay? And it comes right down to that. They have no idea that you're here, okay? So you need to be able to start reaching out to them.
Yeah. And coming from Manhattan after 20 years there, I noticed a few years ago that in one of our very popular magazines, Time Out New York, which tells you everything to do in New York City, Atlantic City was doing the do AC jobs of, advertising in that magazine. But they were just advertising three beautiful girls at the beach. And I thought, okay, well, that's great. At least they're doing something about AC. But it wasn't anything about economic development.
I see stuff like that. I don't really believe it. Now, just last week, we were at the Tropicana for one of those candidate forums. And I believe Chris Brown was up there and Denny Levinson or whatever. They were describing all that $30 million a year that was going to the Atlantic City Alliance. They were telling a story saying, listen, can you cut back a little bit? What do you really need? Do you really need a full $30 million every single year? And this is what Denny Levinson and Chris Brown said, and this is not a political thing. They actually said that somebody from the ACA said, we could probably do everything we need without, we can do it all for just about $8 or $10 million.
All I can say is that the money that my organization, the ACIA, receives, we are very, very frugal. My boss is a guy named John Lamy, very bright, very thoughtful person. He squeezes every penny. I mean, in all honesty, he tracks it all himself along with our accountant. And there's nothing that we spend that hasn't been vetted time and again.
And Trenton loves you for that, I bet.
Well, I mean, well, first of all, we earn most of our money, okay? So we do a lot of project management. We do bond issues. So we're relatively self-sufficient. There's some programs that we do act as a pass-through. You've got Denny Levinson, the county executive, Frank Formica, who's the chairman of the board of freeholders, and the remaining freeholders. Once again, they've got a very sharp pencil. They look very, very closely at every dollar that's spent. It's a very well-run county. It always has been, to be honest.
And that is one hell of a cannoli. You a cannoli guy?
A cannoli? I mean, like the eating cannoli?
Yeah, Frank Formica's cannolis. That's all I know about Frank.
Well, he makes a heck of a bread.
He makes a heck of a cannoli. Yeah, so... I go in for cannolis. I got to admit, I don't tell Frank. I go in for the cannolis and the...
Tomato pie.
Okay, thank you. And then I say, hey, thank you. And then I go around the corner to Rando's for the bread. I don't tell Frank that because he might be a little bit angry, but I love going back and forth.
Well, he's probably listening, so I would say that you've probably let the cat out of the bag, so to speak.
You can help people because there's a lot of people listening right now. It's going to be podcasted. They can download it on demand later. We record all of this stuff.
Sure.
How can people get in touch with you because they got some money. They want to come here knowing that Max can help them through the maze, the gauntlet of getting down here and putting down roots.
Even referring people to us. Yes, my phone number, my direct line to my office is 609-343-2157. I'll say that again. That's 609-343-2157. And my email address is slusher, S-L-U-S-H-E-R, underscore, max, M-A-X, at aclink.org.
We're going to take a break.
I'm looking forward to receiving people's comments, people's referrals, and I'll do everything I can to bring businesses in this area and help create good jobs.
And that is WPG. That's this station. It's the Mel Taylor Show. How coincidental. My name is Mel Taylor. WPG Talk Radio 1450. Stay right there. Health-